The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast. Listen if you want to. Welcome to the Cardassian Podcast.
Wow.
Welcome back.
Courtney introducing it.
Why not? I love that.
I feel like that's like a bad omen.
It is our podcast.
Where does omen come from?
Isn't it like
one of the omens?
One of the names of the gods or whatever.
It's like a religical
the
thing.
The father
like
of one Thor. Of the omens. Like no, that, that's a
it's
band.
Like that Sim Amazon show, Sim Good Omens. You know, it talks about the omens.
Oatmeal.
That too, but
I'm pretty sure it's okay. The same thing.
Mm. Anyway. Like Courtney was saying, welcome back. I hope everybody's doing well. How are you?
We're happy 50th.
Yeah.
Is this the 50th?
And I don't mean your age, Courtney. Happy 50th for this podcast.
Oh my God.
Someone wants their ass kicked.
Okay. So I thought we said we would do something special for the 50th and we didn't plan anything. Nothing.
Yeah, I can sing or something.
No, I said something good, like something special.
How about we bring a guest on for the second segment?
No, how about we not?
We could bring Kylie on.
How about we wait till the 100th, then we'll do something.
I'm not going to do
this
for 100
episodes with these people. These people are going to be waiting for like 10 years.
Yeah. We only do two. Well,
it's been like 3 years and we're just now
at 50. Are we including the outtakes and numbering this the 50th?
No.
Oh, okay.
Those are separate.
Well, okay. Well, happy 50th, everybody.
Happy 50th.
We planned something really special. It's our 50th episode. Edit.
If we bring Kylie on.
It's our 50th episode.
If you listen all the way through, you'll hear something special.
Yeah.
Anyway, so welcome to 50th, and we're going to do what you all love, which is the exact same thing. Just like we did with 45, just like we did with 30, and 35. Anyway, all right.
I thought we said we were going to do something.
I know, but you know, the producer didn't like let us know ahead of time.
Who's supposed to coordinate
I think Chris was supposed
to say
something.
Well, Chloe always claims this is her podcast.
Yeah,
it
Chloe.
Is my podcast, but
it is not
you two
your podcast,
have joined
but...
in. It's just been off the wheels.
Wow.
Like the producer says we can't handle these two. We're out. So it's
start
just been
the
me.
Segment.
So now you don't want to claim
starting
it.
The segment of the 50th episode. Sound effect right here. Bam, bim,
bim.
No, I mean the editor's going to add a sound effect. And if I don't hear it, they're fired.
Yeah, I want right. clapping and...
Yeah, I want something special like bam, boom. Anyway.
Bam, boom or an applause?
Something magical.
Both.
Just, okay.
Do not play editor. Do not play Taylor. I swear to God, if you do that, I'm walking out.
Well, now they're going to play Taylor.
Okay, moving on. To the first question, for the 50th, you have a name that's hard to pronounce, and that's how we like to do at the Cardassian Podcast.
Happy really, really late birthday to Comrade Joe.
Happy birthday to them, but it's not about them.
It's not about you.
It's about the 50th.
It's not about you, Comrade, but... Like, happy late birthday. And also, I would answer your questions if you actually had, like, a question. You just put a statement of really truthful, beautiful words to me, but that's not a question.
Okay, Kim, this is the second time where there's been something we don't know what they said, and you're just claiming it was so nice about you.
It was, but it was, like, paragraphs.
Are you lying on the 50th? Are you really lying on the 50th?
I'm not lying, though. You can check it.
Well, how about next time you just...
Give us the password. So how can we check it?
You never tell us
that's
anything.
That's not on me.
You're fired. Partik Lakhara.
I actually think you said that right.
Great.
Lakhara.
This is for Chloe and Courtney.
Wow.
When will you guys stop being rude to Kim?
We haven't done
for 50th episodes. We're not going to stop now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you guys realize how difficult it can be to run a failed business and have a self-obsessed husband at the same time?
Are you kidding me?
Also, Kim, there for you. Also, to Kim, can you tell how much revenue does Go makes?
Well, first of all, you guys have to answer that first. Why are you guys rude and bully me?
You know what? You're so right. For the 50th going forward, we're going to be so much more thoughtful. Moving on.
For mine? Well...
It says, when will we stop? And we answered, never.
Wow. So you're just going to continue bullying me?
We haven't had 50 episodes of no income.
I would, for this, for that question about the revenue, you have to ask yourself first, what is revenue? Like, when you look at it at the end of the day, does money matter for business? Yes.
Does customer service matter? Yes. Does having a product work that matter? Yes.
Revenue is making a profit. Is that happening?
What we do right now.
Are you making back the money that you put into Glow, Glow, Glow?
Right now, what, Chloe, first of all, that's like confidence.
Not to be rude.
And I can't share that with you, but.
Oh my God.
Right now, the company is in what you call the red, which is where you want to be with your money.
No, you want to be in the black.
You want to be in the red.
Uh-huh.
And that is where we currently are. And, you know, we're making.
Okay. So that answers that. Thank you so much for your 50th question, 50th episode question.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Applause. Okay. All right. Moving on to Ghost Knight.
That's like a, that sounds like it could be like a comic.
Hello to all the hosts of the podcast.
Thank you. Appreciate them.
Yep.
Particularly the intelligent and wise Courtney.
Okay, well.
I knew I liked this person.
And the beautiful Kim.
Oh my God, thank you.
It seems that the outros of the podcast are having some issues, and I'm here to tell you why. According to the collected data, or data if you're an asshole, Chloe ends them the most so far. Correct. With 35 episodes. Being rude for a handful of them. Whatever.
Wow, I agree.
That's a lie.
This is interesting statistics.
That is a lie. If you've been listening to these past 50th, I end them naturally and organically. Kim with 7.
Wow.
And at last, Courtney with 4.
Wow.
I thought it was all 50 I had. Wow. I have to step up my game. This question is for the backup host, Chloe. That's cute. It's real
cute. Wow. Thank you so much, Ghost Knight.
You're helping Kim's, you know, she needs attention. Why do you take the final word when you don't do it well? Courtney and Kim do a way better job.
We're professional.
The episodes. So they should do it more often. Stay Watermelon, Courtney and Kim.
Ghost Knight's my favorite.
Well, Ghost Knight, I'm just going to have to ghost you on this because I, like I said,
you are rude.
I'm not
rude. Chloe?
I'm not rude. What happens is these past 50 episodes, sometimes I will lend them to be wanting to end it.
You gave me 7.
I gave you a segment, Kim.
Why do you always want the last word?
You didn't give me a
segment. I don't want the last word. It just happens.
It
just happens. And for some reason, Kim tries to combat me like it's some sort of competition. All I'm trying to do is give them a nice outro. Like, I'm just trying to be
nice.
All I could do is be me. All I could do is be me, Ghost Knight.
I guess the masses don't like it.
And if you haven't liked it these past 50 episodes, all I can say is, you know, like, fuck off, you know? Like,
35 episodes, Chloe.
Love you.
Yeah, you didn't get all
7 and 4. If anything, Courtney deserves to have the ending for this
episode.
Well,
she doesn't really, care, but somebody has to mention the merchandise. Somebody has to mention the website, and it's always me.
And we can do it, Chloe.
And all I want to say is bye. All I want to say is bye, but you, for some reason, you feel the need to come at me.
All 3 of, don't make yourself the victim, Chloe.
I really don't recall doing those outros.
All 3 of us. It was probably like the first 4 episodes.
The thing is, there really isn't an outro.
All 3 of us should say the
listen,
outro
I, we
together.
Haven't done that for 50
we'll
episodes, and we're
like,
not going to start today, Kim.
It'll go like Courtney, bye, and then Chloe, bye, and then me, bye.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And then.
Okay, we'll do that.
But
how about it's you first, then Courtney, then me? I think that'd be great.
No, I think I should go last.
I think I should go last.
Only because I can harmonize.
I'm ghosting this comment by night. And we are moving on. I don't even remember what anything like.
Wow.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on from that question that just like I don't even
let
remember.
Let it go.
I did let it go. What question?
Okay.
This is like our second question,
she
really.
Goes to
For the 50th episode, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Simlina Gomez. Wow. That's a very interesting. Is this
Simlina her? I don't Gomez? Think so.
I think she was in one episode of SimGM once.
Yeah.
First of all, what a callback for the 50th.
And I was doing my thing as a professional lawyer.
Are you still a lawyer in training? You don't really talk about that much.
That nobody needs to know. That
you know, you're going more on private islands pretending that, you know, the virus.
You were there, yeah, Chloe. The
I know. I'm saying I was there. Courtney. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying, are you doing your study?
Well, I was tested, so it was fine.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was fine for us to share pictures. We have to share our happiness.
We could have been glitched, but we didn't. So. Yeah. Okay, first of all, I want to point out that you are so unique. Chloe has a revenge body and is so beautiful, and Courtney is basically a real fighter and a survivor, okay, and just the best role model. Okay, well, you got that
okay,
a little twisted.
Selena's a little bit.
That sounds good to me.
Okay.
A little bit delusional.
But thank you for saying I have a revenge body, because I do. Thinking about Kim, I have nothing to say other than that she is hella annoying. But I still...
I'm going to take that as the opposite. All right. Obviously, this person has a little bit of, like, brain problems.
I think they're sane.
Okay. I think... Please don't, you know, speak for them. Okay. But I still love y'all. Y'all, as in all of us.
Wow.
Okay. My question goes to...
It's not reciprocated.
My question goes to all of you, but the most annoying sister has to start. Wow, you just said it for a fight here.
You heard them, Courtney.
Okay, you decide who is meant. My question, what was the best decision you ever made in your lives and or in your profession? Love from Germany.
The best decision?
That's another Germany. Didn't we have another Germany last time?
Yeah, I think so. Over there in the Carolinas.
They're awesome. Anyway, The best decision ever? Well, I think
my best decision ever was just exposing my beauty to the world.
Oh my God.
And then they felt they had to pay me for it.
My best decision is, you know,
creating
love and creating businesses, providing jobs for people.
Not marrying Ye.
What are you, president?
You done? I said one thing. One decision. Best. So what's your best?
I think I've said it.
Okay.
You said too many.
It was one sentence.
Okay. Well, how come she didn't go first?
Because it said the most annoying sister first, so Courtney didn't.
Okay, whatever.
I just wanted to go first because...
Okay. Well, thank you for that sacrifice.
Go, Chloe.
The best decision is that that's really hard to say because I've made so many. But I think, like you said, I think the best thing I've done is... inspiring people to hone their revenge with their bodies.
Okay, like, now tell the truth.
That is my truth. Like, that is my truth. And having a revenge body, it's not just about being in shape. It's about having a revenge mind and having the right mindset and being a good person.
And a revenge booty hole.
And as you have seen, for the majority of the people who ran this podcast, that I give them strength. I give them hope. And that's what it's all about. It's about revenge.
Chloe, what world do you live in?
I live in a world of people not liking your product and liking mine. That's the world
I
live in.
It's not yours.
Okay, moving on.
Your Judy.
Well, listen, we don't have to talk about that. I don't know what that was, but the last podcast. Anyway, moving on.
If you missed that podcast, go back and listen.
That was the 50th episode, segment one. Moving on to the second one.
To the best segment.
Sure.
You wish.
That's so watermelon. Hello, everybody. This is Brittany Sims-Spears, and you're listening to the 50th episode of the Cardassian Podcast. Thank you.
Welcome to That's So Watermelon, where we're given 5 random topics, and we decide if each thing is so watermelon or so not watermelon.
Is there something in your throat?
What?
There hasn't been
this
anything in
her
throat.
This is the 50th episode, and I have been nothing but inconsistent with this. So if you have a problem,
yeah,
like take it inside.
Inconsistent with speaking like a normal human them.
First topic, pillows. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
I liked when Chloe used a pillow to hit you out the window, Kim.
Yeah, that was great, Courtney.
That's when that was a big moment for me because that's when I learned like what my strength was. I was like, oh my God,
that's
I have
when
to
you
use
blew
my...
up on TikTok because of my pain.
I had to learn.
You were fine.
I had to learn. I don't even think TikTok like was even that big of a deal then. So chill. Like it was like
it
musically.
Was put it was on TikTok.
It was some musically at the time.
It was put on TikTok and it has millions of views.
Yeah, as it should. But like I'm just saying that for me, it was just a moment where I have to learn, oh my God, I'm so strong. I have to learn that I can't just do things like this.
You
like, I
made
can't
that
help
moment
it.
About you. Is
Kim,
that what was going
Kim,
through your
do you
head?
Do you know how terrified I was when I hit you through that window?
So you're terrified.
I was a wreck.
That was a great thing
I was,
to witness.
I was more wrecked than that glass you went through, Kim.
You were wrecked because, not because of me, but
no.
because you were shocked by your
of course,
strength.
I was worried about your well-being, sister. But I was just saying, that's when I learned, oh my God, with great power comes great responsibility.
Do you know how many
I
pieces...
I kicked you out of a window with a pillow, Kim. You have to admit that's kind of impressive.
We were on the first floor, so you're fine.
Do you,
you
know
have to
how
admit
many...
it's kind of impressive. Come on, you thought it was kind of cold.
Do you know how many pieces of glass they had to take out of my ass?
Kim, they gave you a cheat and you were fine, okay?
The doctor had... They only had to use a cheat because the doctor was like, I've never seen anything like this.
Wow. Yeah, but you didn't feel a thing and
I
you know it.
I didn't feel it there, but I had, like, scratches.
Well, listen, Kim, you know, I'm sorry. Obviously, when I screamed, oh my God, I was... You know, I was thinking of like, oh my God, I'm so strong. But I was also.
I thought
about
it was Kim that said, oh my God, because she went out the window.
No, she didn't say anything. She was kind of silent.
I was in shock.
Right.
She was knocked out as she went through the window. Her eyes were shut.
That's
but
true.
I yelled out, oh my God.
I'm thinking of something else.
And some people say I say, oh my God, a lot, but I don't really.
Well, you do. Is that why when I woke up, I saw you looking at your arms? I just thought you were looking at your arms like, what did I do to my sister?
I did think, no, what did I do? What did I do to my sister and how did I do
it? She was thinking, oh, what power I
yeah,
have.
You were just looking at your muscles.
Yeah, my revenge body. And I was like, oh,
oh
my God,
God,
I have to be more careful. Chloe, I have to be more careful. And Kim, I haven't hit
you
through a window
since. You are the rudest person I've ever met.
I'm not rude. I was being more mindful. You taught me to be more mindful and thank you for that.
Anyway, pillows are so watermelon.
Pillows are so watermelon.
Pillows are so not watermelon if you use them as a weapon against your sister.
Listen, Kim, why did I hit you through the window? Do you remember why?
You were being stupid.
No, because you were saying that you're just jealous because blah, 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 blah. You were trying to make me upset and you got
I
what
was saying
coming.
That
you
talk a lot, but you never actually step up.
You provoked
up.
Me, Kim. You always talk about the outcome,
you
but you don't talk about
step up
the,
to the water.
You never talk about what occurred before the
all
outcome.
It was a sleepover game and you ruined it, Kim.
Wow.
Yeah, by being so rude to me.
If anybody ruined it, it was Kylie and Kendall.
Okay.
Everybody go back and watch our slumber party on SimGM.
Like, they weren't even
and
in.
And tell me
who was actually
in the wrong.
I think there was actually a separate video. Like, it was like a mini
Well,
episode.
Yeah, it was what happened after our slumber party.
Yeah, so anyway.
Like, yeah.
Anyway, moving on. They're so watermelon. Just use them.
They're
forgetting.
So watermelon if you sleep on them and, like, use them how you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Next topic, buses. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
I think buses are so watermelon for people who need them, but other rides are kind of gross.
Annoying people
go on them.
I only rode the school bus once, I think.
Well, and wasn't that a dare? Because we didn't have to take the bus.
Yeah, we went on the school bus once because mom wanted us to be grounded. Literally, I felt grounded.
I didn't get on the bus ever.
I got on the bus because I wanted a day of independence.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted a day of independence, so I took the bus rebelliously.
Oh, I thought you would do that as a dare. People talked about it at the school for, like,
it's like
days.
You took the bus? You didn't
they
have
were
a
like,
lot.
Courtney was on the bus.
They thought it was a dare. People are stupid.
But what was it like? Because I only did it. I only did it once. Because that mom was trying to ground
well,
me.
Well, because you were horrible at school, so she was like, this is your punishment.
No, it's because I didn't show up, and it was the only way to get me
that's
there.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
But you ditched, too. Let's be honest.
Not to your degree.
But it was for boys. Anyway, I was just, I've been on a bus. I've been on buses, and I don't mind buses if we're, like, on, like a promo tour, and we need to go from, like, a town to town.
I mean,
but our
anybody,
buses are,
like, a luxury
yeah, anybody
bus.
Could rent a bus. Yeah. It's about $12,000,
yeah.
I think.
We fly most of the time.
You do fly, but...
But yeah. If we're going to, like, Las Vegas to like, California.
From Los Angeles to... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We might rent a bus. It's like a...
It has, like, three stories, but...
Yeah. It's like an apartment, really. Mm-hmm.
It's more of a fancy RV, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's like that, but, like... But there is somewhat of a bus. So, I don't mind buses, but I don't like buses with other people.
Yeah, the public.
Yeah, like yeah. The public.
Especially buses. With this virus going around. Like, who's riding a bus then?
You could be glitched away in a second.
Yeah,
you can like, that's too dangerous
this
for me.
Virus?
And I'm not about to be glitched away with people I don't know.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's awful.
So, they're
buses
so not watermelon.
So
yeah, they're still not watermelon for the most
they're
part.
Still not, unless you have a private
although
one.
Although I was very popular in the back of the bus.
I'm going to say it's so not watermelon.
Yeah.
And... unless you rent a private one. And again, it's very affordable.
Yeah.
Anybody can do it. If you really want like right privacy and safety, just rent a bus.
Yeah, that's for private.
Next topic, corruption. So watermelon or so now watermelon? I've had this word thrown at me in a certain lawsuit.
By like Taylor?
No, it was actually a different lawsuit.
Are you sure it wasn't Taylor?
It was a different lawsuit concerning glow, glow, glow. Mm. But I was like, that's incorrect and I can't say any more about it. So I'm going to say already off the bat, corruption is so not watermelon.
You shouldn't say anything more about it because our listeners will do it for you. Like they will come in and they will tell us.
I only see compliments. So.
Hey, if you're listening and if you have a story to tell about glow, glow, glow,
what
we are here.
What is this, a helpline?
Better than your helpline for glow, glow, glow.
We're talking about corruption.
Yeah, we're talking about corruption. Who better than the founder of glow, glow, glow? So, like, if you have a story about corruption in glow, 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 please come forward. Like, we are here.
No, there's no story to tell.
And Kim will listen.
That is
because she wants to be better.
Handled behind the scenes, and I have nothing more to say about it.
Okay, well, corruption, Kim, you think it's so not watermelon because it goes against your bottom line. But I think that corruption is not good. Like, you can see it in government. You can see it in the software community, we're talking about
the sim world.
You could see it in the bedroom. A lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you can see the bedroom when you're asleep and you, like, have corrupt dreams. Is that what you're talking about?
Or when you're awake.
Okay. Yeah. Love that. Anyway, corruption in, like, the workplace or corruption in, like, you know, you have to keep an eye out for that kind of thing. Like, it can be, like, in products and, like, things that can glow. But, like, corruption is so not watermelon.
I hope you're talking about lamps or candles.
There's glow, glow, glow candles.
We haven't started. We're working on that.
They smell.
When you light them up, they kind of sparkle.
You got just
they
a sample.
They have a smell.
You just got a sample that hadn't been completely.
I'll say that. You were successful in giving it a smell.
It hadn't been completed yet, the one you got, Chloe.
Have you tried to light one of those?
There was a thing.
I was there when they
did. It goes off like a sparkler.
There was something. Well,
not a mistake.
We wanted it to be festive. But what I had tried, with the one I gave you, Courtney, that was our festive one. The one I gave you, Chloe, was our scented one.
Yeah.
And there was a mistake in the packaging when they were looking over it.
Uh-huh.
One of the scientists.
I had to call poison control.
One of the scientists, when they were making it, had accidentally farted and they didn't have their suit on. And then they accidentally bottled that.
So
and put it.
That sounds like corruption. Like, it sounds like somebody corrupted your product.
No, that's called an accident.
So why would you still release the product?
I didn't release it. I had given it to Chloe not knowing that had happened
to
that
tester. Did you fire
that
person?
Absolutely not.
Of course you did, because you can't find, it's so hard to find good work around here, right?
It's hard to find really good scientists.
Okay.
Obviously.
Corruption is so not watermelon.
It's so not watermelon.
My God. Especially when it's in a candle.
Next topic, maids. So watermelon or so not watermelon? Not that I need them.
Yes,
but
you do.
What?
We all have them. And you've never been without one.
Of course, I have one, but I know I can do without one.
Have you ever shared a room with Kim?
Yeah.
She's super messy.
I can do without a maid. Like, I know how to. I know how to do.
Kim, we're not saying you can't do the baseline, okay? I'm not judging you. I have a maid, too. And there's nothing wrong with having a maid. There's people who don't have a lot of money that have maids too. But I'm just saying that you need one. And I need one.
I don't need one.
So does Courtney.
One.
And I mean, so does everybody's name. Who
I don't need one. You guys need one. But I can use.
No, you need
I
one.
Have.
Me and Chloe can do everything. We just don't want to.
Except I don't let a maid touch my pantry. That's off limits. That's all me.
Wow. You don't even let them dust?
Absolutely not.
Because I know there's got to be dust in there. Since nobody's able to eat your cookies or...
People can eat as long as they follow the rules, Kim. If you can't follow the rules, then
dust
stay
bunnies.
Out. Like,
I'm
wow.
just letting you know dust bunnies are not pets, Chloe.
Yeah.
Thank you for this information I've known.
For the rest of your house. Maybe not your pantry.
I'm just saying you have them in your pantry.
They're not in
Are you
dust
actually
going to
get that installed,
bitch.
Though? The lock for your pantry door?
Am I going to? It's there.
Wow. So you actually put one in?
Especially during the pandemic. I can't let
goodness.
Let my food like just disappear from this glitch.
From your family?
Yes. Kim, so, if you want something to eat, I will put in the code and I'll be happy to give you an apple apple jar.
Can't we at least like have the passcode for ourselves?
It's only the cookies that is my pet peeve. Anybody else can get like something if they want it.
So
like,
you wouldn't mind if I just grabbed a bag of chips and just set it on a shelf?
That is fine. As long as you go into the other jar of the thing that has the packages.
So you have a display chips and then you have real chips. Is this Blockbuster?
No, it's not display chips. Okay, I'm saying if you get one from the one where you can get chips, you have to go to the jar that has the chips to replace the chips that you took out. It says Dorito replacements or Lay's replacements, and you put
Chloe.
It in there. But
how
if
do you,
you don't
how
even
do you
think
know?
About getting it from
I
the replacement ones and
you
eating it.
You need an intervention.
That's confusing.
I think you need an intervention. I like organization.
So you won't do your maids have the passcode?
The maids, I already answered the question if you would listen. Wow. I said that the maids are off limits for my pantry. Off limits. So maids are so watermelon. You need
they
them.
They are so
everybody
watermelon. I actually trust my maids. So I would say that maids are so watermelon.
I already answered them.
I don't need them, but they're so watermelon.
Yes, you do.
Need them.
I don't need them. I can show you. I can do a day without
my maids. I appreciate my maids.
I appreciate mine.
Give them tips.
Next topic. Books. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
I'm working on a book right now about my life.
That's going to be a short book.
Anyway.
It's just going to say no.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long book.
But you'll have a lot of pages. Of no. And so people, your fans will get it and be like, wow, this is going to be great. And it's just going to have one page
of no. This is renovating. Renovating.
I'm going to have a special inscription in there. You guys should read it.
Well, will it be to us?
Well, I thought we were going to release a book at some point, but I don't know.
We're still working on our book.
Yeah, but I have to like be like, it has to be like true to my core. But I like getting money for books, but I don't like reading books.
Yeah. So, like, it's just.
I'm not crazy about it. You're reading books to study to be a lawyer.
Yeah. Well.
Or they're reading audiobooks.
She reads Cliff Notes, let's be real.
I have a specific way of learning, and I half listen to books, and I read.
Well, that's more than I do.
Well, yeah.
I agree that I like audiobooks as well, but like at the same time, I like listening to it like when I'm working out or something, but like I don't care to like flip through pages and read. Like I just don't like that.
It's a good way for me to fall asleep.
I like trash
if I want a good nap.
I like gossip magazines. That's about it.
Yeah, that's not
unless I'm in it.
And I don't even read those. I just look at the pictures. I could come up with a story from the pictures. You know what I mean?
No.
Wow.
But
you've never heard of like storybooks?
Anyway,
there's pictures.
Yeah, for children.
Yeah, but books can be great. I'm just not crazy about them. So it's so not. I mean, they're so watermelon.
They're so watermelon.
I just don't care for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not dissing books.
It's like a careless kind of watermelon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so watermelon, but ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's
the
smartest?
Me.
All right. So now we're doing segment 3 for the 50th episode of the Sim Podcast.
Happy 50th. Happy 50th.
Here's to 50 more.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you, Chloe. That came
Chloe,
out of your revenge body.
Yeah, yes. You revenge belched.
Yes, and you're not going to judge me.
I didn't judge
Courtney.
I did.
You burp all the time.
Yeah, but yours are like aggressive, just like you.
I've never burped on the podcast. So
just like
my
you,
first time.
Your burps are aggressive.
They're
too.
Tough and they're not going to take any sh.
Oh my God.
All right. So this is segment 3, Who's the Smartest? Where we're given 3 random words we don't know and we try to guess what they mean. Whoever guesses the closest is the smartest. First word, Weber.
Wait, spell it.
Weber.
I think it's that thing. It's also, it's the last name of an actor that I know, but I also know, I think it comes out of like a spider's booty,
I was
going to
say,
hole.
Yep, that's where it comes from. I'm going to say that it is any kind of insect that could produce a web.
So you're calling the insect itself a Weber?
Yeah. The bug itself is a Weber.
I'm describing it as the thing that produces the web.
Like the little part
of the ass. Of where the web comes from. You're saying that it's that's what
it's
like,
the bug. No, yeah, it's the bug, it's all like, over. Like, this is a Weber.
It's in a brand of
yeah, like
insects.
It's a specimen.
It's the Weber insects. Yeah. I'm saying that it is the portal.
Yeah, you're saying the portal. Yeah.
Of the booty hole where it comes out of.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's a verb to be like entangled in something like a web, similar to a web.
Okay.
Like use it in a sentence.
Like, so like the fly?
Like this is a Weber situation.
Oh,
like
we're in a Weber of a...
Or a sticky situation.
This is a Weber. Like they used to say, like they're in the 50s or something.
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny, that's a Weber.
Quite the Weber.
That's quite the Weber.
Okay, it's being described as a noun.
Okay.
So you're wrong right away.
It's yeah, you're already off.
It says the SI unit of magnetic flux, causing electromotive force of 1 volt in a circuit of 1 turn when generated or removed in 1 second.
Is this like talking about like the browser, like the webbing, like web?
Like actual...
Like web?
Web, like internet web?
That's what it sounds like.
Like that's
like
the
a signal going from here to
here. That sounds like when you refresh a page.
I was going to say something about websites, but I just decided
yeah,
to go
I
with
thought
the
it had to...
spider.
Yeah.
That's all I'm seeing about magnets.
Oh my God.
So maybe it's talking about software.
It's literally talking about like internet web.
Wow. We should know this. We're like, that's our ancestors.
Yeah. We're like, we just like dissed our family basically.
Yeah. I don't see anything else.
And that's also stupid.
What's stupid?
A Weber should be a bug that can produce a web.
Or it should be what it's called when a web comes out of a whatever.
Yeah, that little booty hole part.
Either way, I'm disappointed with
yeah.
this.
Yeah. So over it. Let's move on.
Okay, second word. I think that's how you say it. Or pretty.
I looked at this word. I have no idea how to pronounce that.
P-R-I-T-H-E-E.
Prithee. Okay, I feel like I've heard this like in a Shakespeare play or something. Prithee,
tell me.
Yeah, it sounds like that kind of timely word. I think it comes from that time. And I think it's saying like, kind of like you know how TV shows like previously, blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. I think this has something to do with prithee. We found our hero.
So like this, oh, so before we found.
Sucking apple juice.
Got apple juice all over the place.
Yes, all over the place.
On
so prithee to this, we were found here, but the suspect was over there.
So you're
like
saying
previously, like a summary.
Bubbles. So
it's like a summary, okay. Like a previously summary.
Yeah, summary.
I think it's like when you're... It's kind of like the word privy when you're a person giving private information to somebody.
This is privy.
Like, this is a privy.
I'm still picturing Shakespeare people thinking.
So, yeah, you're like exposing exclusive
information.
Mm-hmm. This is privy.
This is privy. Yeah. If you do, you can be shot. That kind of thing.
I guess it means to me, I think it means like to let go of something.
I'm going to prithee my scarf.
I'm pritheeing my emotions. Okay, it pretty much just means please.
Really?
Used to convey a polite request.
Prithee, would you give me some more supper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it does sound like it is from the Shakespeare time.
But
I prithee to give me
that's what I'm
oatmeal.
Saying. It does sound like that time period. So I think I know the time period, but not...
Yeah, you were right, but if you had said something else,
you would have gotten it.
To express a wish or request.
Wow, so
I think I did hear this in Shakespeare.
I think you did.
So I should get like half a point.
Those small times that you actually showed up to school.
Yeah, well, I watched the play in person. I was there.
All right,
Chloe,
so...
when do you think Shakespeare came out?
I'm not talking about the Shakespeare, you stupid bitch. I'm talking about like fourth grade. I was there.
Post prehistoric.
Yeah, so I got half a point.
No.
You get no points. You had the time period
right. People know that in my heart I'm always right.
Guess what the word means,
yeah,
not the time period.
Guess what the time it came out.
Whatever. You two have gone through loops and holes to try to get a freaking point.
I prithee you to shut the f*** up.
This is 2021 and we're not doing that.
I prithee you to like get off my podcast.
Shut up.
But I have to prithee you because you're fired.
You cannot fire me. You can say that as much as you want.
Love
Go
that.
Go on to the next word.
Next word.
Prithee, move on.
Last word that we're going to get incorrect.
No, I've got that. This one.
Prithee, try.
It's pronounced Ianthine, I think.
Or Ianthine.
I-A-N-T-H-I-N-E.
Well, obviously, it's dealing with something scientific.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it has to do with the elements that create the iron.
Yep.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
What makes iron, Kem?
Apparently, ianthine.
Yeah.
Iron is already a chemical, but
it is. But what?
But somebody has to make that chemical.
It's not somebody, you stupid bitch. Something is made out of matter, and I'm saying the matter of iron is
iron.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is iron.
Wow. Wow. So you're telling me that all the cells themselves in our bodies is just a cell? No, it's made up of things.
I think
like protons and electrons.
Mm-hmm. Those are something you eat. I think that an ianthine means to be within something, to be inside.
So you think it's about to being be inside within of something?
Yes, to be within or to be inside. I'm ianthine my cozy sweater.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes sense. Makes more sense than iron being iron.
It's not what I said, you Chloe. Stupid bitch.
I think it's some
Please
kind
be
of.
Please shut your mouth.
I think it's some kind of poisonous gas.
That
actually
that right kind now.
Of sounds familiar.
Like don't inhale.
Oh, did you use that in your glow product?
I've heard. Well, sometimes you have to use certain.
It probably is poison. You're like right about that, Courtney.
Sometimes you have to use certain elements and then you dull it down. There's plenty of you. There's also
oh yeah,
so
certain
many,
elements. There it makes up things.
Iron is iron.
I still don't know what your definition
there
is.
There are
really.
So many things that you know make up products and you don't even know. You just ignore it because it's a non-active ingredient.
Does iron just appear out of nowhere? No, it is created.
Okay.
Yeah, it created itself.
It's not how it works. The elements table says so.
Chloe.
So it says it means having a violet color.
Well, I think that's so fitting for the 50th.
But that
episode.
Means that's within something. It's having
Stop
like
it.
This, something.
No, like this pimple on my face is ianthine.
It has a violet.
Yeah.
Okay. Or
wow.
The makeup and my blush is. All right.
I'm releasing a new glow product with ianthine. Do you think that would sell anything?
It has
no.
An ianthine tint.
I don't think anything would sell glow at this
yes,
point.
Yes, it would.
Not even ianthine.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, thank you everybody so much for listening to the 50th.
Yeah, thank you for the 50th.
Thank
Nobody
you
won.
Thank you for sticking with us. And I feel like all these words are just very true to this segment and how ridiculous it is, truly, honestly. But I want to thank you.
Yeah, thank you for listening. If you've heard like all 50, I haven't even heard all 50. So like, congratulations.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's you won.
Quite a...
you won. You're the real
accomplishment.
Winner.
Yeah, like that. We want to thank you for sticking by us all these. I think it's 50 episodes in like 2 years. So that's a huge mark for any podcast.
That like,
really.
No, yeah. Like, can you... Does any other podcast do 50?
50 within two
in
years.
2 years?
I don't think so.
We're fast.
So we want to thank you all so much. And we do outtakes. So we want to thank you all so much for sticking with us all this time. And we hope you enjoyed it.
And we just want
to
say,
make sure to go to our website for merchandise. What is it, Chloe?
I think Kim should say it.
It's at simgmproductions.com. And just like click on the link with, you know, like it says like merch.
Great.
Yeah, something like that.
There's like a picture of a t-shirt.
And we
know.
Hope you enjoyed that little shout out from Brittany at the beginning. We just wanted
to. Yeah, that was all she wanted to do.
Yeah.
And that's all we could afford.
Yep.
Yeah. We just wanted to do it real quick. And it was like a little small favor. So thanks, Brittany.
Thank you
We're thinking
so
of
much
you.
To her.
And also, that's it. But great outro, Kim. That was the
Thank
outro
you.
And you did it. So there
no,
we go.
No, this is the outro.
You already did the outro.
This is the outro.
People
so
said that I should let you do the outro, so I let
you
do that.
Thank
you,
listeners, for 50.
All right. This is Courtney signing off.
What?
Let her sign off, Kim.
Thank you.
Good job signing off.
Thank you for joining us.
Good job.
Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up.
Okay.
Confidence.
Not to be rude.
And I can't share that with you, but.
Oh my God.
What?
Me.
If anybody ruined it, it was Kim and Kyle.